You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, all, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Colorado. And today we're going to do a bit of a recap on the recent NATO summit in Europe. Donald Trump went there, and everyone was concerned that it was going to be a blow up like most of his international events. And it was not. All of the pre-summit agreements that had been made on defense spending increases were basically codified. Basically, everyone in NATO has agreed to double or triple their defense spending, bringing it up to a new threshold of 5% of GDP, up from the old number of 2% of GDP. With the Germans, who have long been one of the biggest laggards, picking up the baton and running with the topic, saying that we know that a war with Russia is coming, and one way or another, we need to prepare. With Trump specifically, in past NATO summits, he's basically blown up the alliance and said he doesn't plan to defend anyone. And this time, I don't mean to suggest that Trump wasn't on display. I mean, let's not get crazy here. But most of the discussion about it was how he came as a friend and he left as a better friend. The person who is singularly responsible for everything going so well is former Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, he was prime minister basically since, 2010? Like back when Biden was merely old. And now is the Secretary General of NATO. And he has spent the last few months courting not just Donald Trump, but all of the leaders of the alliance to get them to preemptively agree to this sort of defense increase. And while Trump was in town and in the lead up, he went out of his way to basically cozy up to Trump, saying all kinds of wonderful things about how nice he was and how powerful he was and how decisive he was and how good his hair was and how sometimes daddy has to be strong. Hearing a European leader talk about the American president as a daddy was a little disturbing, but whatever. Basically, the Europeans, 10 years in, are finally figuring out how to manage Donald Trump. You don't do it with honesty. You don't treat him like a friend. You don't treat him like an ally. You stroke his ego. You kiss his ass. You slob his knob. You tell him whatever he wants to hear. And then you get your way. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping figured this out years ago. Vladimir Putin of Russia figured it out years ago. And this time around, an increasing number of Europeans are figuring it out as well. Italian Prime Minister Meloni is probably the first one that really got it going. And if you do that, Trump says wonderful things about you and he turns his attention somewhere else. Clearly, the Canadians have not figured that out yet.
Rutte was infamous, for the last 15 years in European politics for being the marriage counselor to make it all work. The Netherlands sits in a spot equidistant between London, Berlin, and Paris. And while it is actually one of Europe's major countries, it's like the seventh most populous country, it's a small chunk of territory that is in a very invasion-prone zone. And so the Dutch have always had to figure out how to manage all the neighbors around them, and they do so by being efficient and easy to work with and very, very direct. So if you're German or French or British and you don't want to deal with the Germans, or the French, or the British, you go through the Dutch, and they're kind of the middlemen. And Rutte specifically has been very, very good at being the marriage counselor among these three countries and helping them reach agreement before then going to the broader European Union and selling whatever the deal happens to be. Doesn't mean that the Dutch always get their way. Doesn't mean that the Germans always get their way. But it has always made sure, Rutte has always made sure that the conversation continues on at multiple levels so that it doesn't have a chance to evolve into a crisis. And if there's one thing we've learned about the American president, he loves a good crisis. And so Rutte really deserves credit for kind of lassoing this all together, because the Europeans are not fans of Trump. Trump is not fans of the European. And lo and behold, we've just had an amazingly successful summit.
What this means for the alliance, if all that happens with the United States is a continuing verbal commitment to defend Europe in time of a war with the Russians, if we can hold that level of commitment, even if the rhetoric goes a little off the rails from time to time, then the Russians are really in a pickle. Because if the Europeans double and triple their defense spending, if the Ukrainians keep pushing for a completely new type of warfare with drones, and if you start to marry Western economic strength to those new technologies, then the Russians aren't simply outnumbered and outgunned, but they're outclassed. Now, a lot can go on between now and then, and the influence of the Russian state and intelligence operations within the White House remains strong and is still growing. But if the Europeans have figured out how to play the game too, then it's a different game.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.